around Chavez on the base. Achorayim v'toch. May achorayim v'toch. It says that by truma, it's possible to have a kli that's partially tameh and only needs tefila partially, and by kodesh that doesn't exist. If part of the kli is tameh, the whole kli is tameh. So what is achorayim v'toch? Kedishnan kli shenitma achora b'mashkim, a kli that the outside became tameh with mashkim. Mashkim are never metame a kli, but the chachamim were gozer that a mashke makes a kli tame, because we're afraid there are mashkim that could be metame a kli, the saliva of a zov or urine or whatever, the mashkim that come from a zov or a zova are an avatuma and the metame kalim. So therefore they made all mashkim metame kalim, but in order to show that it's only a tumah derabanan, they made it that it shouldn't be matami the whole kli. So if a mashkim touched the outside of the kli, then only the outside of the kli becomes tami. Tocho ogno ozno v'yodav tahorim. But the inside of the kli and its, handles and the lip are all tahor. Nit matocho kulo tami. However, if the inside became tamei, then the whole kli is tamei. See Rashi. Kli shenitma achorav, kli eitz, o shel mateches kamar, shemetam migavim. This only applies to wood or metal kalim, because kli cheres is never mekabel tuma from the outside. Even tuma deraisa. So the one goes there that it's mekabel tuma from the outside. And if it's mekabel tumah on the inside, then it's, the whole thing is tamei, so it doesn't apply to kli cheres. Okay? B'mashkin, the tumah derabanan hi. Tumas mashkin, to be metamei a kli, is only derabanan. The midiraisa ain ochel u'mashkin metamei kli. Food and drink, right, can never be metamei a kli, because food and drink can't be more than a rishon l'tumah. And they're not metamei kli. She ain kli mekabel tumah, elu mi'ava tumah. A kli can only be mekabel tumah from an avatuma, and not from a rishon or a sheni. And food and drink can only be a rishon or a sheni. The gozru chacham shu mashkim etamim kli. The chacham made gzera that all mashkim shu metame kelim, but the sheyesh mashke shu avatuma, because there is a mashke that's an avatuma. Umetame kli menatora kagon roko shelzav umemi raglav. Hilkach hoil the tumah zumi divrei sofrim. Since this tumah is only a tumah derabanan. Achorav tmeim ushar tashmishin shibot tahorim. Therefore, the kli is only, if it's makabel tumah from the outside, it's only makabel tumah for the outside of the kli, but any function of the inside of the kli, it remains tahor. To avdu rabbanan heker lahodia shetumah zumi divrehem, right? They wanted to show a heker that this tumah is only the rabbanan. I think that there's a deeper understanding over here of why this is, it's not stam a heker, because minatori, you can't have a kli that's partially tameh, but the whole dinei derabanan are not essential isurim. They're isurim. They're supposed to listen to the chacham. You're supposed to conduct yourself as if this thing is aser to eat or tameh or whatever. But it's not really tameh. It's not really aser to eat. Dinei deraisa are isurim in the chetza, in the actual thing itself. Isuri derabanan only isuri gavra. The rabbanan tell you to treat this as if it is asur, as if it is tameh. Therefore, min haTorah, you can't have something that's partially tameh. Either it's tameh or it's not tameh, because the tumah is in the essence of the thing. Mashen came with the rabbanan said, this thing is not really tameh at all. We're just going to tell you how to treat it. So we're telling you to treat the outside as if it's tameh, and the inside you can treat as if it's tameh. Lahodiyah shetumah zumi divreyem. What?
Is the title inside also?
No. V'lo yisrafu, if it's only tummy on the outside, only if it's over the outside. V'lo yisrafu alet truma v'kachim, tachim mefureshes neseches nidha perakama. They made this heker in order that you don't think that it's tummy minatora and you burn truma and kachim. For these things, you don't burn truma and kachim, you're told it. You leave it until it becomes unfit for use by itself. Ogno svasu akfula tzadchus, that's a lip of the kli. The royal tashmish, it's a lip that you can use for its own function. Ozno could go to Ozen HaChavis, which is the ear, the handle. The Yadav Kli Sheyesh Lo Beis Yad, different kind of handle. There's the round kind of ear kind of handle on a jug, and then there's like a pot. The handle on a pot. That's called Yadav Kli Sheyesh Lo Beis Yad. You go Machvas Nit Metocho Afilu Betumah the Rabbanan Kulo Tamei. However, if the inside became Tamei, then the Rabbanan didn't distinguish, and the whole Kli becomes Tamei. Okay. Ubeis Hatzvita. My Beis HaTzvita, it says that the Beis HaTzvita is also a separate function of the Kli, and if that becomes Tamei, the rest of the Kli doesn't become Tamei, and if the outside of the Kli becomes Tamei, the Beis HaTzvita doesn't become Tamei. What is a Beis HaTzvita? Omer of Yehuda Mar Shmuel, Makom Shetzovto. It's the place where you hold on to it to give it over to somebody else. The Chaytu Omer, Vayitzpat Lakali, he handed over to her. So it's a place where you hold the Kli to hand it over. It could be a place where the Kli narrows that you're able to grab onto it and hand it over. Rav Ashi, Amar Rav Yochanan, Makom Shenikiyah Hadas Sovin. It's a place where people who are very finicky put their dips. They used to hollow out a place on the base of the Kli where you could put your dip. And not have to put it in the Kli and then either clean out the Kli or fill it up with drink after you put vinegar or mayonnaise or whatever in it. So people who were very finicky had a separate little compartment for dips, and that's just considered a separate part of the Kli. Rashi, Shetzovto, She'oches bo moshit l'achir. It's a place where you grab onto it and hand it over to somebody else. The Targum says he handed it over to her. The Kiyadas is the Nisim, people who are very finicky. Sovim, Matbilin, Ochlin, Bechardel, or Bechomets. It's called that they diet, because when you dip something into mustard or whatever, it becomes yellow. Dip it into ketchup, becomes red. So the dip is called Sovim. Shechokikim b'shulei ha'ka'ora beis kibul li'atzmo the govel o'soviv the nosin sham chomets v'chardul is to put into the base of the kli an indentation, build it up, and make it a place where you can fill the dips to dip some things. Okay. Tani rabbeiboy kameder of Nachman ko ha'kelim ein lohem acharayim v'toch echad kodshe mikdosh v'echad kodshe agbul. All kelim do not have a distinction between the outside or the inside, whether it be kodshe nikdash or kodshe gvul, right? Omer le kodshe gvul, my neo truma, right? What's kodshe gvul? Which kodshim can you eat anywhere? L'chora, that's talking about truma. And our mishnah v'hasnan achorayim v'tochu beis hatzvita l'truma, right? That truma does have this distinction between achorayim v'toch. So what are you saying that there's no distinction between achorayim v'toch? Bein l'kodesh, bein l'truma. The Mishnah says that truma there is a difference. Or it says dilma l'chulin shenasa ataras hakodesh kamas. Maybe kodshe gvul doesn't mean truma. It means chulin that you can eat anywhere, but you treat it like kodesh. It's chulin shenasa ataras hakodesh. Both of those things have no distinction between acharay and v'toch. Right? At kartin milsa. So he said, he reminded me of something. The Amar Rabba Barabua, Achas Esrei Malos Shanukan, we had this before, there are 11 different Milos. Sheish Rishonos, Bein L'Kodesh, Bein L'Chulin. The first six apply both to Kodesh and Bein L'Chulin Shanaso Taras HaKodesh. The first six, and this is one of the first six, apply equally to Kodesh and Chulin Shanaso Taras HaKodesh. Since we had that they have a drawer of the Tumah Doraisa. Since the reason the Rabbanim made these tumas because it could come to a tumah d'oraisa, so therefore even chul and shenasu ataras hakodesh these halachas apply to, but they don't apply to truma. And the last five, right? And the last five chamesh achronos lekodesh avolo lechul and shenasu. The last five are totally Rabbanim. There's no chance they could come to a d'oraisa. They're purely takana d'Rabbanim. And therefore, they only made those takanas for real kodesh, not for chulin shenasu ataras hakodesh. But these first ones, achorayim v'toch, are from the first six. And therefore, they apply both to kodesh and to kodshe gvul, which over here doesn't mean truma, it means chulin shenasu al taras hakodesh. Rashi. Ein lohem acharayim, ein chilik lohem shel acharayim v'toch. There's no distinction between the outside, inside, if the kli becomes tamei, the whole thing becomes tamei. Ela mishenitma echad mehen akol tamei. Bein lekodshe hanikdash, bein lekodshe hagvul. And he said this applies equally to kodshe nikdash and kodshe gvul. Kodshe gvul normally means truma. That can't be over here because the Mishnah says beferish that it doesn't apply to kodshe, to truma. Truma necheles b'chol gvul erzvel. Truma is called kodshe gvul because you can eat it anywhere. Dil mahai kodshe gvul chulin shenasu ataras hakodesh kamas. Maybe it doesn't mean truma, but kodshe gvul over here means chulin shenasu ataras hakodesh. Baliday, Mishnas Chazu, and from what you said, you reminded me of something else. Huskarti Dover Shashamati mi Rabba Barabua, Rabbe de Rab Nachman. Okay. Hanosias Hamedris, Nosias Hatruma, Valois HaKodesh. A person who's carrying something, not touching it, that is Tomei Medris, okay, Tomei Tuma Doraisa, he's allowed to carry Truma at the same time, but not allowed to carry Kodesh. Kodesh my time alone, why can't he carry something of Kodesh, not touching it? It's in a barrel of Klicheris. So he's not touching it, and the barrel doesn't become Tame because he's only touching the outside, right? Still, if you're carrying something that's Tame Medris, you're not allowed to carry Kodesh in a barrel that you're not touching at the same time. But Truma you can. Why? Why Kodesh, my time alone? Why can't you carry Kodesh at the same time that you're carrying something that's Tame Medris? One in one hand, one in the other hand. One on one shoulder, one on the other shoulder. They're not touching. Yishu Maisa Shehaya. Because there was a Maisa that happened, and because of that, they made a Gzeira that you can't do it anymore. Domer of Yehuda Shmuel, Maisa Be'echad Sheyamaver Chavish Al-Yayin Kodesh. He was carrying wine that was Kodesh for Nesachim from place to place. The Nifsika Ritzua Shal Sandolo, and his, according to the gifts that we have, his shoelace came loose. Did not love the Hinichal Pichavis, and he took the shoelace and he put it over the barrel where the Kodesh was, where the wine was. The Nothal Avrachavis, and fell into the inside of the Chavis, into the air space, and then the Kli is Makabel Tuma. And his sandal was what it called, was Tomei Medris. It was either he was an Am Ha'aretz, and it was the sandal of an Am Ha'aretz, and Am Ha'aretz has a din of a Zav. And a Zav who steps on something, even if he doesn't touch it, becomes Tameh. So, Lavi Rachavis, Venitmes, and the Kodesh, the wine, became Tameh. Rashi, Venipsiko, Ritzuosho, Sandolo, tells us questions, Lachora, it's not a Kli, a shoelace, right? So Tosu says it could be that it is a kli, or there's another gears over here, nifsik sandolo, a part of the shoe came off. And he put the shoe part on that, draped it over the side of the chavis, and part of it went into the airspace, to the inside. The nifsik so ritsuish sandolo, medris azov haisa. The notla biyado, mitelchach, notla avra chavis. He took it off, put it on top of the chavis, and it fell in. Didn't fall in mamish, it just fell into it extended into the airspace, and the wine became tummy. Right, but also Shoah, because of that maisa, omru hanosias hanedris nosias hatruma avaloas hakodesh. Then they made a gzera that you can never carry something that is tummy medris at the same time that you're carrying a kodesh. Shmura says, Ihochi truma no. If that's the case, you should be the same thing. You should be afraid that you'll do the same thing and it'll be matavi the truma. Why make a distinction between Kodesh and Truma? Shmura says, Hamani Rabbi Chananya ben Akav Yehi, the Omer lo osru ela biyardein v'sino k'maisa shahoya. It's another a maisa, which you'll see in a braisa, where they made a gzeira, and Rabbi Chananya ben Akav Yehi held that the gzeira was made for that specific instance. As the reason is sometimes you make a gzeira because of something that happened. When you make that gzeira, Chananya ben Akav said you only make it for a similar circumstance. Exactly the similar circumstance. Since it's not something they would have made a gzeira if this maisa didn't happen, they only make the gzeira according to the circumstance. And others say, oh, once we see it can happen like this, you make the gzeira more across the board. Mahi, what is this? Maisa shoya mahi. Titania, lo yisa other mechatas the aper chatas the avira biyarde. Person should not be transporting mechatas, water that's set aside for the putting the aper of the paraduma in, or the aper of the chatas, and transport them over the yarde, uvisviva, in a boat. Or do something similar to that, to transport them over the yarde, not with a boat, but by throwing it from one side to the other. You shouldn't put them on a raft. And not ride them on an animal or on somebody else's shoulders. Unless your feet are firmly planted on the ground. You can put them on a bridge, because there your feet are on the ground. The Eidol Choshish. Echad HaYarde, it doesn't make a difference if it's the actual Yarde. The Echad Shar Naharos. In other words, when they made the Gzeira, right, there was a time that somebody was transporting Mechatas and Efer Chatas over the, what's it called, the Yarde, in a boat. And we'll see later that they found Tuma embedded in the boat. So from that time, they made a Xera. Anything similar to this, you can't do. But it doesn't have to be the Yardane, and it doesn't have to actually be a boat, but anything similar. A boat is not on the ground, so anything where you're transporting it and your feet are not firmly planted on the ground is similar to this case, and it's awesome. When they asked it, they only asked it according to the circumstances that were there that made them make the gzera. Only the yardane, no other, what's it called, this gzera doesn't apply to any other body of water, only in a boat, not anything similar to the two. Only that exactly. My maisha shahoya, what taka happened in this case with the yardane? Dom Rav Yehuda Marab, maisha bada mechot shere mavr mechatas vefer chatas bi yardane uvesvina. The nimtze kezayis meis tochu bekarki iso shosvina. And they found, afterwards, they found that there was a kezayis of a mace that was embedded in the bottom of the svina. And it was metame, everything on the boat. Also, sure, at that time, it was such a serious thing. There was metame, the eferchatas, and the mechatas, which is a very expensive things and rare things. So they made a gzera. Omru, lo yisa other mechatas, eferchatas, ve'avim b'yard in the svina. They made a gzera that no one should ever be maver, meichatas, and eperchatas in the yardane in the svina. Rabbi Chanani ben Akavya said that it's only that specific case they asked. Because it's not something that you have to worry about, that every svina is going to have too many. Right? But since this happened once like that, so they made a gzera and never do this again. And the Tanakhama holds low. Once they made anything similar to that. Iboilahu, sandal tamei. That's if what's it called, if the sandal is tamei medras. What if the sandal's tahar? Do they make a gzera on a tahar sandal because it could be tamei? Right? Maybe you'll mix them up. If we let you carry a sandal that's tahar, then the next time you may carry a sandal that's tamei. Chavis psucha, chavis stuma mahu. Right? The gzera was made for a barrel that's open. So then there's a chash that you'll put it on and it'll fall into the avir. What if it's a sealed barrel? So it can't happen. You can't put it into the air. It's sealed. Do we make a gzera this after this? Over v'nosamahu. If you did it, what happens? Is the thing tame or not? Elo amarim over v'nosa tame. If you did it, the rabbanim would go so that it's considered tame. Rav Zera amar over v'nosa tame. Rav Zera said no. They made it gzera that you shouldn't do it perhaps for fear that it's going to become tameh. But if you actually did it, they didn't make the thing tameh with the Rabbana, and they left it to be tar. Rashi. Rabbi Hanani ben Akavya, the Omer kol mokum shegozer chachom al dover al maisa shehoya. Wherever the chachom made a gzera, not because they said that this thing could possibly happen, but because it happened once, and had it not happened once, they never would have made a gzera on such a thing. But they made it only because it happened once. Shahaya lo gazu elikidugma samaisa kosadover. Then the gzera was only made in the exact situation that the reason for the gzera happened. Hilgad the kodesh shaya maisa the kodesh gazu. Therefore, they only made the gzera by Kodesh, because the Maisa was with Kodesh, not with Truma. Even though it applies equally to Truma, but when you make a Gzeira because of a Maisa, you only make it similar to what happened. The Lo Yam of Itzav Zeshel Nohar, Elin Kain Raglef Nogos Bekarka, Mishu Maisa Shehoya, Besvina, Kedil Kamon. Because the Maisa Shehoya was with a Svina where you're not on the ground. So anything where you're not on the ground is similar to the Svina. The Chol Svina Ma'aleches Ba'avir. The Gozer La'aviros Kula. Therefore they made the Gzeira on all things where you're suspended off the ground, like in a boat. Avo Ma'avir Na'ageshir, Hover Raglef Nogos, but you could transport it over a bridge, because there your feet are always on the ground. Ela b'yardin, Rav Chanani ben Akavya said, no, the gzeira was only for that specific, exactly like the specific case. Only in the yardin, v'lo b'shar naros, av ha'mishitin ha'ponav, v'omei b'tzad zed, yisrkei b'tzad. And also, if it's not like a boat, even if you're throwing it over the air, that's not a boat, that's okay. Kizayis meis tochu, v'ohel o'ala v'nikmu. And the whole boat was an ohel over that kezayis min hameis, and the whole everything in the boat became tamei because it was ohel. I boyelahu sandal tamei hada amris the gozer olav shlo yisa kodesh ima. You're not allowed to carry something that's tamei medrash together with kodesh. How about something that could be tamei medrash, but not sandal tor mai mi gozer sandal tor after tamei olav? Did they say that since the sandal could be tamei, you're not allowed to carry that either with kodesh? Or not, chodesh psucha, ba'adei gozralam. If the barrel's open, then it's possible you put it into the avir of the barrel. Chodesh stuma mai, right? So the Gemara says that, what's it called? The Gemara isn't poshet the shayla. And then the Gemara asks one last thing, what if you actually did it, right? Is it considered tamei or not? And that there's a machlokas between Rabbi Eli and Rabbi Zeira.